Good morning. We continue our study of Mishnayos as we do every day. Lili Nishmas, Sarah Malkabas, Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Taras. We are up to the fourth parak, and we are now learning Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. Our Mishnayos in the last couple of days have been talking to us about a situation where we have a Safek Tuma that has no place, and in those situations we said it was Tar. So we said, however, that has to be qualified. Kazayas min ameis bifi orev. Let's say I find an olive's volume of a kazayas from a mace, from a dead body. And I find that in the mouth of a raven. The raven is flying around, so it doesn't have a set place. But safek he'il al ha'adim al ha'kilim b'shus ha'yachid, there's a doubt as to whether it created a tent or a roof on top of a person or over the top of Kalim and Rishos Hayachin in the private domain. So technically speaking, what should happen over here is that when we have such a suffix, if it was a vada, if it was a definite situation in Rishos Hayachin, the person, if it would be a vada situation, the person or the utensils would be considered tame. And so technically speaking, if it was a doubt in a Rishos Hayachin, we tend to be machmir, we tend to be strict. And in this situation, the Mishnah says, Sveik Adam, if the question is about the human being, so in such a situation, Tame. There we would treat him as Tame. But Sveik Kalim, when we have a question about the utensils, so then Torah. And why is it Torah in that situation? What's the difference between the two? So the Mishnah says, when it comes to a human being, we should be able to ask him, did the raven fly on top of you, or did he not fly on top of you? But we can't do the same thing to ask from the utensils, because utensils don't usually answer. If you fill up 10 buckets of water, and then you find a dead sheretz inside one of the buckets, I use one bucket, and I draw up 10 buckets of water, and empty each one into a large container. So we assume in such a situation, we assume that bucket of water is Tamei, but the other buckets were Torah, because we assume the sheretz didn't go into the bucket until that bucket was drawn from the well. And what if I'm pouring water from one vessel to another, and I find the sheretz in the lower one, Ha'elyon Torah, we assume the upper kli is still Torah, because we don't assume that the animal came in, the sheretz came in from the upper one into the lower one. That's the Mishnah known as Dalet. But we also know we usually use a question of Safek Tumah b'Rishus HaRabim leniently. We're going to bring up six cases now in Mishnah Hay that are exceptions. Al Shisha Sveiko Sarfenes HaTruma. For six cases of Tumah, Safek, certain doubts, we would actually burn Truma. We would treat it so strictly. Al Safek Beis HaPras. The first one is a Safek about a Beis HaPras. We have Truma that went into an area of a Beis HaPras, which is a field that had a kever, that had a grave found in it. And we're not sure if there is enough a bone left inside from the mace. Al Safek Afar Haba Me'eretz Amim. If we have a doubt about the earth that came from Chutz La'aretz. Earth from Chutz La'aretz, in such a situation, is assumed to be Tamei. And so therefore, the entire Eretz Ha'amim is treated like a Beis HaPras. And so if we're not sure what to do, the rabbis were concerned and would burn Truma that had this Eretz Ha'amim dirt attached to it. Al Safek Big Day Am Ha'aretz, when we have an uncertainty about garments of an Am Ha'aretz, he's not particularly strict about his stuff, and so we assume, especially when it comes to Tumah and Tara, he's not so careful, and so we assume his clothing are going to be tummy, because we're assuming his wife sat on or leaned on them when she was a Nida, which would be called Midras Nida. So in this situation, it's possible that the Am Ha'aretz clothes are Midras Nida or not, but if Truma comes in contact with those garments, we are strict about it. We're also strict on account of Tuma from lost Kalim. In other words, let's say we find an abandoned vessel or a lost vessel. So we don't know whether it was Torah or not Torah. So the rabbi said, if we found it, if we found lost Kalim, we treat them as Tamei, because we don't know that they're Torah. And so Truma, which comes into contact with these things, has to be burnt. The rabbis also said that there's tumah for spit from an unknown origin, because it may come from a Zav, Anida, Yoledes, etc., where we are strict. And on Suffolk, May Ragli Adam, Shin Keneged, May Ragli Behema. We have a situation where we're strict also when Truma comes into contact with human urine in proximity to animal urine, right? So the Chachamim say that there's Tuma when we have such urine unknown. It could have come from a Zav, a Nida, etc. Now, it's also not sure, we're not sure if that urine is actually Tame, but still we said that we have to burn the Truma. And there's an additional Chiddush by mentioning that it was brought next to animal urine, because we might say maybe that the possibility is not even that of a Zav or a Nida. Maybe it's a possibility that it's animal urine next to animal urine. And this could be considered a case of a Svek Sveka. Still, in this situation, the Chachamim were strict in that situation, and that's how we learned the Din. And Avade Magon Shehu Safik Tuma San Sarfana Satruma. If you come into definite a contact with these situations, which creates a Safik of Tuma, so in these situations, we are strict, and we would burn the Truma. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's crazy. Even if it's a questionable contact in a private domain, we are also machmir and would burn truma. The Chachamim say, look, if you're not sure, if it touched, we wouldn't burn the truma. There we would have a svek sveka. We'd have a double doubt. And even if we're not sure if it touched, and even if it touched, we're not sure it touched something tameh, maybe it came from a Torah source, right? And in the Rishus HaRabim, we would never have had the question in the first place, because we would have been lenient in the first place. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.